Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
RanchChannel.com. Bull sales, Western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
You can call it a dispersion if you want. We're calling it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. For over five decades, the Moose Creek Red Angus cow herd has done what few ever do, and that's quietly shape a program that stood the test of time. And now is your chance to build that legacy. The Moose Creek Red Angus Dispersal Sale, December 22nd and 23rd at the ranch, Kisby, Saskatchewan, Canada. Selling 1,000 head of elite purebred Red Angus cattle. All sale information available at MooseCreekRedAngus.com and RanchChannel.com. This isn't just a sale, it's an opportunity, a chance to bring home the kind of cattle that built a legacy. Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
So what's your thoughts on this, since it's the season of giving presents and treats and all that? Regifting.
Absolutely. 100% thumbs up. Double thumbs up.
Wow.
Yes.
You just have to be careful who you regift.
Okay.
Let's be specific about that.
Let's be extra specific, okay? If you are regifting a item or you receive an item that you think you will regift in the future, this is what I do. I actually put a sticky note on it so I know who it was from so I don't ever forget. So that the worst thing you could do is say you regift it and say you got it from your mom and you regift
and you
it
to
like
your
Christmas
sister.
Or two Christmases later. Exactly. And you're giving it to a sibling, you're giving it to a nephew, somebody starting out a new apartment or something like that, and grandma's sitting there not impressed.
I was always kind of against regifting.
What?
Yeah, I was. And I'm for it now because otherwise you just get too much stuff and nobody has enough room for stuff. But I was actually kind of against that, the whole process of regifting, because I am extremely superstitious about everything in life. And I thought that was throwing bad juju if you would regift something because somebody made the effort to either purchase said item or find it and present it to you. So I thought it's bad juju if you regift something.
Well, I'm not saying go and regift that scarf that grandma knitted you.
So regifting, yay or nay, this holiday season.